Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about Bad Evidence?
Yes, Bad Evidence is a new play written by Terry Quinn, who is a professor and a librettist and a composer and a playwright. He's prolific. He's really written a lot and a skilled writer. He's written this play. He wrote the first act of it about 10 years ago. And then I think by popular demand was asked to write a second act, which is when I met him. I was actually directing a libretto of his. And he wrote the second act, and that's all really the only form that I've known the play is in its two-act form. But they are sort of separate pieces that sort of come together in a very surprising way, so that they should feel like one coherent piece. He did go back and sort of rewrite some of the first act after writing the second act. The first act centers around a married couple, Leah and Richard, who have been married, I'd say, between 10 and 15 years. Decided on 12, though it's not specified. And they've gotten into a place in their marriage that I think a lot of people reach, which is that they feel isolated from one another. They don't feel that they share a sort of truthful intimacy anymore, and they're beginning to develop secrets and resentments. In the first act, they decide to play a game where... which is initiated by Leah, where you pretend that the other one is dying, and you have a limited amount of time to tell all the dangerous truths that you've held back over the years, as an attempt to regain the intimacy and truthfulness and connectedness that was lost. And the truths that come out in this kind of, well, I think I should probably say this game, it takes place during intercourse. The truths are frightening. Perhaps not as frightening to people who have been married for a long period of time. But some of the things, particularly that Leah, who initiates, has been holding back, the things that she feels she can't hold inside her anymore, that come out during this deathbed truth-telling session are shocking and hurtful. So that's the first act. In the second act, they talk a lot in the first act about their community of friends and affairs and things like that. We find ourselves in their neighbor's home and their sort of inner circle, their immediate community. They have a kind of an impromptu party, or I think sort of impromptu social event, where they all start telling a lot of secrets, all the kind of secrets within the community start to come out, all the affairs and things like that start to explode. I can't say too much about the second act because there are many, many surprise twists. But you should see a portrait of another married couple and then another couple of friends. You should see six people around the age of 40 who are trying desperately to connect with one another, but are having a difficult time with it.
In order to pull something this explosive off, you need talented actors. What, can you tell us a little bit about your cast?
We had a very lengthy casting process. Jason DeJume was our really brilliant casting director. We have Carmeet Levite playing our leading lady, and Armand Anthony playing our leading man. Ryan Lee playing Kevin Stewart, and Danielle Stewart is played by Anna Gross. We have Gary Mahmoud playing Jeremy Fleischman, and Len Rilla playing Charlie Pribble. And they are people who I feel so lucky to get at in such a small house for a sort of limited engagement production. They are each one of them extremely talented. This is one of those ensembles where there's not a weak link, where they're all, they're not kids. They've really had time to hone their craft, and they're still at it. They haven't, you know, taken other career paths. So these are very, very talented actors who have a lot of other engagements going on before, after, and during this job. So I'm lucky to have gotten them. I think part of the reason I was able to get all of them is because it's in July, and there's not a lot else going on.
Okay. okay, what would you like the audiences that attend the show to get out of it? What's like the ideal response that you get?
I think I would love it if the audience came, was able to watch this and sort of contemplate in whatever way is relevant to their own lives the secrets that they're holding on to and the cost and the price of those secrets, and just perhaps a contemplation of what the meaning of the secrets are in their own relationships or in the context of their own lives.
Okay, the performance is playing currently through the end of July.
Yes.
And you're playing in Repertory with Midsummer Night's Dream. How did that happen?
Oh, that was exciting. The Cell and the Hive are both theater companies with similar missions. We really love collaborating on new work or new takes on old work. And we thought, well, why don't we take a classic and a new play with similar themes, meaning around relationships and marriage and secrets and sexuality, overt sexuality, and sort of put them up against one another as a sort of reflective mirror. And call it our Summer of Lust. And we decided to do it, and we went ahead and did it. And that was that.
Okay, so what has the response been so far? I know you guys haven't opened up, but you have had a couple of performances so far.
We did. We've had four performances of each. The audience response has been overwhelmingly positive. We have a very strong design team, the same design team for both productions. Ryan Lee, the actor who plays Kevin Stewart, also plays Bottom in Midsummer Night's Dream, and you know, the same team of producers working on both, or managers and marketing efforts and everything else. And so it's been this tremendous energy at the Cell with both of these shows going back and forth, and really very professional production elements that audiences seem to really respond to. It seems like if they see one, they want to come and see the other, which is exactly what we hoped for.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to tell anyone listening that's kind of on the fence about seeing this performance?
Well, I guess I just would say a couple of things. One is that the Cell was founded by Nancy Manacharian. She is a visionary woman and the founding artistic director of the Cell, and without her, myself and the Hive wouldn't really be able to do any of this. It's a beautiful townhouse setting right in Chelsea where it's easily accessible, and call the Cell a 21st century salon. And I think that what Nancy Manacharian has provided us is the opportunity to really show off a lot of talent, not in a grungy black box theater somewhere up five flights of stairs that you can barely get to at night, but in a really beautiful setting that I think that, you know, if nothing else, people will just enjoy being in a beautiful space right in the middle of Chelsea. It feels like kind of an open townhouse gallery, and so the audience will feel very involved and I think taken care of by the space and by the environment.